little pony. Ah,
my little pony.
I used to wonder what friendship could be.
My little pony.
Until you all shared its magic with me.
Hi, we're back here with another episode
of the My Little Pony podcast.
Yes, and we're both here again. I am still trying to contact some people that might be able to come on the show with us. So, he's my friend, and I am still trying to contact him. I gave him when we were going to record again, but still nothing.
Yeah, it's just been really hard to get everyone together, so you're stuck with us for now. We do have a couple of new reviews on iTunes, and thank you very much for those. We got some really good constructive criticism, too, that we read and we really appreciate, and some really nice words from people. So thank you very much. We've had over 10,000, I think almost 11,000 downloads now.
Yes, and thank you for that. Oh my gosh, I started freaking out when I saw that, because I'm like, there's nowhere. There's got to be some mistake. The My Little Pony fandom cannot be that big. But then I realized how big My Little Pony was.
Yeah. So we were very excited about that. We're glad people are listening to the show and liking it. Again, if you want to contact us,
I now have a Facebook page.
Yes, go ahead. You can go to Facebook and just search for My Little Pony Podcast, and you should find it. So far, I think there's just one like on the page, but that's because it's new. So go ahead and, you know, if you're on Facebook, like the show, and then we can get some discussions going. And we're also going to try a poll in this one. I think, should we talk about it now or wait until that part of the episode?
We'll wait and we'll do it now.
Okay.
Because we're just going to be talking about it right now.
Sure.
Anyway, we came up with a question. Who do you think would be the best apple bucker? Big Macintosh or Applejack? It's a pretty hard decision. Big Macintosh has been doing it longer, but Applejack is younger, so her legs would be stronger, typically. So that's going to be a pretty hard one. And you can tell us on Facebook. You could email me at mylittleponypodcast@gmail.com. And you can tweet me at Twitter. And it's
at MLP Podcast. And if you do on Twitter, a direct message would be best, just so we can keep track. But we would like to announce the results of this poll on the next podcast, so that you have about a week.
We're trying to get into the habit of doing it every Sunday, Saturday or Sunday. So
we've been doing it every 2 weeks this time. So it kind of depends. Julia is busy. And sometimes we go to town, so we don't always get them out. But every 2 weeks is for sure what we want, and if possible, we would do it every week.
Yeah.
But within a week or so. So that would be by I think February 3rd. We usually record on Sundays, so if you can let us know by February 3rd who you think is the better apple bucker. Applejack or Old Mac?
Big Macintosh.
Macintosh, not Old Macintosh.
That'd You're thinking kinda, of Granny Smith.
I know, but Old Macintosh would be kind of gross, too. You just said that he was older, so that's what made me think of Old Macintosh. Yeah, Big Macintosh. And it's hard to know, because I do think...
You don't see a Big Macintosh apple bucking that much. So it's like, well, we don't know what he's capable of, so it's harder. And, let us know what you think on Facebook or email or personally tweet me. So, we have gotten a lot of people, and I just think the first time I saw that, there is no way that is possible, because we're getting people from all over the world, from Morocco, France.
Yeah, there are so many countries. It's just really hard to believe. A lot of listeners in the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, Australia, and then really just from all over the world. And we would really love to hear from you, no matter where you're from, but especially from other countries, because I don't really know anything about how My Little Pony is perceived, or like, do you get the show over there? Why do you like My Little Pony, or how do you hear about My Little Pony if you're in some of these other countries?
Mm-hmm.
We know in the United States where you can access it. Are you just getting it through iTunes, which we know you can download shows from iTunes? I don't even know if other countries have access to like Netflix. Like that's where you watch a lot of the older episodes. So
yeah,
or if you get the TV station, the Hub. I don't really know. So I would just be curious. I really love to hear people about other countries and how things are going there. So we can, you know, we would love to be able to read some emails and some ideas on the air. Or if you're a fan, even to read those on the air. We do on iTunes. Like I said, we had a couple of reviews. And again, Rolink 264 talked to us a little bit about the Wonderbolts. And that is really great. It also gave us some ideas about apps that you could use. We haven't looked at any of those yet, but I think it's a definite possibility. I know you would be really into it.
Darby Pegister, I'm sorry if I said your name wrong, but thank you so much. Thank you. And someone wanted to contact me. I can't see their name right now.
Mikey497.
Yeah.
Mikey, the best way to contact us again, Facebook, Twitter, or email would be the best way. So we usually say that at least once, maybe more, in an episode. And then the last one we want to talk about was Phil Galel, who gave us a message on iTunes, too, and that was the one I mentioned before with some constructive criticism, but had some positive things to say, and that's definitely nice to hear, too.
Yes. Thank you for that. And we are going to be moving into the next episode review, which is, what episode is it?
Episode 5, or 4.
Yeah, episode 4. It's episode 5 of the podcast, but it's episode 4 of My Little Pony. Okay, so we first see...
Oh, wait, before you get into it, I just wanted to give a little background on the episode 2. It first aired in November of 2010, so it has been out for a while. And like I said, it's called, or I think Julia said actually,
Apple Buck Season.
It's called Apple Buck Season, and apparently the episode was about apple bumping. And
I think the fans created, or people misheard it, and so they created it into apple bucking. So it may have just been a fan-made thing, or a misunderstanding.
Well, yeah, I think fans might have created it afterward, but originally the episode was going to have apple bumping in it too, and then they cut it out. You know, they end up cutting a lot of things out of some of these shows in order to make them fit the time and to make the story go right. It's called editing and revising, like you do when you write a story in school or whatever too. There's usually changes that you have to make to make it better. No one gets it perfect their first time. So okay, go ahead. And
I just have to say something. There has been a lot of fan-made things actually in this show. Like, for instance, everyone is saying this, and almost no one knows who she actually is. Her name is Derpy Hooves. And people just say derp, like the bronies say derp on Facebook, and then it just escalates from there. And I actually asked I said derp in front of my teacher, and she said, "Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Where did it come from?" And I said, "You know what derp means, and you have honestly no idea what derpy means, who derpy is?" And, yeah, and actually Derpy was fan-made, and it just got into the show. And there was actually a lot of other fan-made ponies that got in the show.
Yeah.
So, anyway, moving on into episode 4 of Apple. Should I call it Bump or Buck?
It's Apple Buck season.
Yes, well.
You know, your dad likes to hunt.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of, like, hunting season, you know?
Not really.
Yeah, because it's a buck, like a deer.
Yes. Do you know what another word for buck is? It's where you kick.
Yeah.
And then they kick the trees.
Kind of also because the movie Open Season was on today, and so that made me think of it too.
Oh, well. Okay, into episode 4, Apple Buck Season.
So, the episode starts out where we are at Sweet Apple Acres, which I think is a really cute name for a farm. I guess you would say it's a farm.
Yes, and I don't get why it's called Sweet Apple Acres exactly. I mean, I get Sweet Apple, but I think they could have made a little bit better name for it, but that's just my opinion.
I kind of like it.
It's cute and everything. It's just, why?
Well, I think a lot of farms are called that. Like, there's this old TV show called Green Acres. That was before I was born, even. I don't know much about it, but that was a farm. And they sing a song at the beginning. I don't know that I've ever even seen the show, but a lot of farms, I think, are named something, something acres or something acres. So I kind of get it. But Applejack, and you know I love her, she is complaining about how much work she has to do. Well, she's not really complaining.
She's just saying it out loud. Like, she doesn't complain that much at all. She's just saying, I have a lot of work, and I don't know how I'm going to complete it all. So that's really what she's saying. And I don't really think that that's that bad. Like, I'll say, I have a lot of work that I need to get done, but I'm not complaining about it.
Yeah, so she's just making an observation.
Yeah. So, then Big Macintosh says maybe something, I don't know what he says, but he says, like, well, first Applejack says, and I'm gonna get it done all by myself, and Big Macintosh disagrees and said, well, you're just one pony. Nobody can do that, not even me. And so,
is this the first episode that Big Macintosh has been in?
He's in the intro, like, My Little Pony, and then when Twilight flies down in the balloon, Big Macintosh is walking through there. And I have something to say about that. In Big Macintosh, his technical first appearance in the intro, his cutie mark is of a green apple that's sparkly. But then when you see it again, it's not sparkly.
Maybe he put on some glitter just for the opening credits because it's so fancy.
Maybe. But if any of the editors are listening to this, I got you.
Okay. Julia is good at catching things.
Very good. But there's also a lot of mistakes that I'm not going to get into. And just another thing, Applejack loses her freckles a lot. Yes. You'd be surprised at how many times Applejack loses her freckles. which is a little bit weird. But anyway, she gets into a fight with Big Macintosh about can she or can she not. Now, in my opinion, what the heck is she doing? She can't do that. Like, think about it. Think about this in real life. If you had an entire field, like how big it is, I think it's like 100 to 200 acres of apple trees, and you had to get down every single apple from those 200 acres, what the heck is she doing?
But isn't Big Macintosh a little arrogant, like in saying that, like, I couldn't even do it? So she's just trying, kind of like with your little sister, if you're like, well, I can't even color that good. She's like, well, I can do it. And then she tries even harder. So she could be doing something like that, but she really takes it too far.
Yeah.
She just tries to do everything. And that's not good. You get a lot, if you don't ask for help or accept help when you need it, you don't get very much done.
Yeah, like, when I need something done and I have too much work, even I'll say to, like, my friends, hey, can you help me with this? I don't really understand it. I don't get it. So, can you help me? And, yeah. And then she makes a promise that she will get down all those apples from the apple tree. And then it's like, why did she make that promise? Because it's after she does that, she like gulps, like, oh.
'Cause so she even knows right then,
yeah,
that she can't do it.
Yeah, she knows right then that she can't do it.
You have to think before you speak.
Yes.
Applejack, listen up. Think before you speak. Don't go making promises your little pony behind can't deliver on.
Yeah. So she gets to work, and then she starts apple bucking, and then you can hear, like a patter of hooves, and then she says, oh, no. And we find out later that cows are stampeding toward Ponyville. And so this takes a long time. Nah, well, for ponies, it's a good job, but AJ corrals the cows that are stampeding. So she actually does a pretty good job, and then she talks to the cows, which seems a little bit weird, but I guess for talking ponies, talking cows aren't really that bad.
No, I think she's kind of an outdoorsy type pony, like a ranch hand that would be good with, like a cowboy would be good with horses. And
yeah,
since she's kind of like a pony cowboy, but she's already the horse, they're making her good with other animals.
Yeah. So like Fluttershy is good with woodland creatures.
Sure.
Yeah.
She's good with ranch
creatures. So, yeah. We figure out why the cows were stampeding. Someone saw a cow saw a snake, which
I would stampede too if I saw a snake, just letting you know.
Depends on the size and if it's poisonous or not. If it's like a little garden snake, I'm like, what the heck? Kick it into a ditch. Done.
Not me.
Yeah.
I can see a worm and think it's a snake, and I would probably stampede something, so.
Yeah, like the time that the mouse was in the garage.
The mouse attacked me. Yes, I was in the car, and it was in the garage. But
it was sitting right on the edge.
It was taunting me.
It was sitting right on the edge of the garage.
I don't like mice. I don't like snakes. I don't want to get into it. Applejack. Yeah, keep going.
Anyway, after that, the town throws a party to thank Applejack, and so when that party gets thrown, Applejack is late, And you can just tell that she is tired. Because she walks over, she's spilling, because she has the apple baskets on her back, and it's filled with apples. It's just dropping everywhere.
Why is she carrying apples?
Remember, she was apple bucking, and she was late already, so I don't think she dropped them off.
Okay, I thought, like, did they ask her to bring apples to her own party? Because it's a little rude.
Yeah. No. Okay. And then she gets a trophy, a golden trophy, to thank her again, and when she gets it, she, like, puts her head in and out, and the trophy was really shiny, so it gave a reflection, and it was domed. So, of course, it makes your face look funny. So, it's like, this makes my face look silly. And then she, like, leans in and out. Woo! Woo! And then Pinkie Pie joins in her, and I'm just like, wake up! Wake up! Wake up! I mean, come on, peoples. Yes, you can do that, but you can do it later. Okay. Now go! Anyway, and then Twilight, after she gets back to Sweet Apple Acres, Twilight tries to help, but Applejack is, like, really stubborn and says, no, I made a promise, I'm sticking to that promise, and I don't need your help. And this is my opinion, but she needs to lighten up. She's trying to help
you. Well, the thing is, though, she's already made the promise. Yeah. So, again, back to my original advice for you, Miss AJ, think before you speak, especially with words like promise. I promise I'll do something can be troublesome. Don't promise unless you really, really mean it.
Yeah. Like, if I say, I promise I will close the door after me, it's obvious that I will close the door after me. But if I say, if you do this, I promise I will jump off a bridge.
No. Think before you speak. Don't say dumb things like that. And then if you do say something dumb, break your dang promise. There's no reason to keep it if it was a promise that was silly. Or just ask the person, can I get out of that promise? I didn't really mean it as a promise. I just meant I will try really hard.
Yeah. So, anyway. And, she says, no, I don't need any help from anyone. And so, she keeps on apple bucking, but she's dizzy. She is so dizzy. But it's just horrible. And then, later, Rainbow Dash, she is going to help Rainbow Dash by doing this crazy thing. Rainbow Dash is, yeah, a catapult. Rainbow Dash is standing on one end, and Applejack climbs up a ladder, goes onto, like, a diving board thing, jumps off onto the other edge, launching Rainbow Dash faster than she can take off at her own speed, and doing, like, crazy flips, spins, that would impress the Wonderbolts. But she ends up just flopping on the ground. Again. And again. And again. And so on and so forth. And finally, she says she runs, and then she finally, well, first, she, like, pushes it down with her hooves, but of course she doesn't launch Rainbow Dash. And so then Rainbow Dash falls when Applejack lets go. She falls. Applejack finally lands on it. But of course, Rainbow Dash isn't ready. So it sends her flying, and Rainbow Dash's wings malfunctioned and did not get over there. And then she crashes onto Twilight's balcony. And then they have a short chat about Applejack. And Applejack is just out of it by then. She cannot keep going like that. And then, so yeah, and then Rainbow Dash gets hurt. And poor Dashy. Dashy always has to get hurt. So, Rainbow Dash, I'm sorry that happened. But, Twilight goes to Applejack again and tries to help her, but she still says no.
You know, I wonder, now that she's tried 2 or 3 times to help, I wonder if at some point she should just pitch in and help without...
Yeah, like sneaking over there in the night, using her magic, harvesting half the apples. Applejack is so out of it, she won't notice.
She might be like, wow, I got a lot done yesterday.
Yeah.
She won't even know.
But, of course, Twilight does it. And then Applejack helps Pinkie Pie by baking cupcakes. And,
they're yummy, right?
No. It gets, like, the whole of, Ponyville sick. And, what happens is Pinkie Pie asks for chocolate chips. Instead, of course, Applejack is so out of it, she says that she gets potato chips instead. Now, that is really gross. And that's not even it. Pinkie Pie next asks for baking soda. But no, Applejack gets regular soda. And then Pinkie Pie asks for a cup of flour. But then Applejack hears a cup of sour. So she gets lemon juice and puts that in the mix. And then Pinkie Pie asks for wheat germ. And then she thinks it's like wheat worms. And she thinks it's fancy talk for earth worms. So she goes outside, digs up a bunch of earth worms. Ew. And after they're done, Pinkie Pie offers the muffins to a crowd of ponies. And, of course, one of them is Derpy. And so she just loves... And this is one thing about Derpy. She loves muffins. And so, yeah, as I said before, she gets all of Ponyville sick. And she goes back, and... Twilight helps out with everybody, still there that got sick. And then she goes to Applejack, and Applejack is still stubborn about help. And now, this is like the 4th time. I'm just saying this to Applejack. Wake up! She's trying to help you. You need help. I mean, come on. You cannot do this. And then, the next day, Applejack helps Fluttershy with the bunnies. And, of course, her corralling skills does not apply to bunnies. It applies to cows. And so she ends up getting them into a stampede of bunnies and heads them toward Ponyville.
So at this point, I was thinking that it kind of looked like the stampede from The Lion King, where there's the little lions, I can't think of their names, Simba and Nala,
yeah,
are in like that valley where they're not supposed to go, and there's a stampede, and they almost get run over.
No, it was not Nala, it was Mufasa.
Mufasa got run over, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It just kind of looked the same. I wonder if the animators made it look that way purposely, or if that's just what they thought was a good way to draw a stampede scene.
And after that, ponies freak out, and actually the same footage from the cow stampede is played. And then they add in... And then, Twilight confronts Applejack and says, I don't care what you say, you need help. And then, Applejack gives in, and Twilight was all prepared for a fight and everything, but no. She just says, fine, yeah. And then, so her friends finally help her, and then after that, Applejack apologizes for her stubbornness, and, she, like, almost gives in, I would say. And then she offers her friends, apple juice, and actually, Spike then wanders over with muffins. The same muffins that were discarded. And then Pinkie Pie says, "Ew, Spike, I threw those away. Where did you get them?" "From the trash." And then he says, "Do you want some?" And then he says, "Just a tiny nibble." And then people are like, "Ew, gross, Spike." And then the show ends. So, and I think that about wraps it up for this show, too. Again, you can... Again, the question is, who is the better Applebucker? Big Macintosh or Applejack?
We don't have any way to be sure. We're just asking for your opinion. Who do you think is the better Applebucker? Applejack or Old Mac? I said it again. Big Macintosh. And so just tweet us your answer.
Email it.
Well, our Twitter is at MLP Podcast.
All one word.
Yep.
You could also email us at MiloPonyPodcast@gmail.com, and you can post it on my Facebook page.
Just My Little Pony Podcast, search for it, and you'll see the same logo that you see with the podcast on the Facebook page, so you'll know you're in the right place.
And don't forget to rate and review on iTunes, so goodbye.